huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Some people say, for example, we don't need more billionaires in the world. Apparently, they're all Satan worshippers, I've seen now on some of my posts. All billionaires are Satan worshippers. What the fuck? Billionaires and massive corporations pay billions of dollars in tax. Facts. I've had so many people on my threads and posts in recent weeks. Oh, billionaires pay no tax. Big corporations do tax avoidance. They don't pay any tax. They pay no tax. I'm thinking, you do not have a freaking clue. So I needed to get this off my chest, but also need to put some facts to people. Before I do that, I'm going to use Apple as the example, by the way. I've done a bit of research. Research anyone can do is freaking easy to do. You could find this research in 5 minutes flat. And I'm going to list to you just some of the taxes, the billions of taxes that Apple pay. Now, why would I do that? Well, I'll tell you about that in a moment. But the main reason I'm doing this content is because all these people bitching and moaning and complaining about billionaires and trillion-dollar corporations not paying any tax, not giving any money away to charity, but doing fuck all themselves, doing absolutely nothing. All these people on social media bitching about billionaires and trillion-dollar corporations and doing nothing themselves. And if they're pissed off, do you know what? If you're pissed off that you think these billionaires don't donate to foundations and charities, you think these trillion-dollar corporations don't pay taxes, then you've got two proper choices. Like, if you want to actually move forward in your life, if you want to be proactive, you want to make profits, then you've got two choices. Number one, go and frickin' attack them. Go and set up some campaigns. Go and get the world and the law changed to billion-dollar corporations. If you want, if you think it's wrong, go and campaign against them for the rest of your freaking life. Good luck with that. Or be the change you want to see in the world and do something about it yourself. Now, a lot of these people who are complaining about these billionaires aren't actually donating to charities. They're not actually creating great free market enterprise, capitalism, profit, economy, GDP. You can't create profit, economy and GDP when you're bitching and moaning and complaining and whining and whinging about what everyone else isn't doing and not taking a look at your own life. Now, I made a commitment 15 years ago. And before you say, oh, Rob, you've never been poor. Or, Rob, what do you know? I wrote the book Money, the best-selling book on money in the UK since I wrote it, according to my publishers, who are also the second biggest publisher in the world. And I was £50,000 in debt, $70,000 in consumer debt. I hated myself. I hated rich people. I hated life. I thought I was unlucky. And I was one of those people who you didn't want to be around. I was complacent, cocky, arrogant and ignorant. And I changed my circumstances by stopping blaming other people. You know, you're a millionaire. You freaking steal off everyone. You're a millionaire. You're a drug dealer. Oh, you're really lucky. Look at you born into wealth. Whereas me, I'm really unlucky. Got rid of all of that noise and self-talk and actually started doing something with my life, investing in my education, learning about how money properly works, starting a proper business, serving people, creating value, creating fair exchange, creating scale, being useful. And I just don't think. Oh, by the way, someone's just put here, it's about percentage of that. No, it's not. That's the most ridiculous statement in the world. It's not about their percentage of earnings. There's such a socialist thing to say. Socialism doesn't work. Like, it's about the amount. It's not about the percentage. How can it be about the percentage? Oh, okay. So, you know, would you rather a billionaire pay 5%, but that's billions, or someone who earns £3,000 a month pays, you know, a little bit more or a little bit less, which is a few quid. It's about the amount. It has to be about the amount. You know, a percentage of money doesn't get an economy out of crisis or doesn't get anyone out of debt. A hard amount gets someone out of debt. Anyway, I'll come back to this. I want to just give you some facts. You could do this research yourself. It's really easy. Before I do, please hit the share button. I'm having a rant here because it does piss me off. It pisses me off because, one, people are selling their own dreams by blaming other people. You can't blame other people and fulfill your own dreams and potential and wealth. It's impossible. Two, they're getting the facts completely wrong and they're bitching and moaning on my page about it. Now, I quite like that. You can bitch and moan on my page. It's good for the algorithm and it's good for my reach. But the amount of times in the last 2 weeks, I mean, billionaires don't pay any taxes, the billionaires don't give any money to charity, they're all greedy Satan worshippers. I mean, apparently they're all Satan worshippers, I've seen now on some of my posts. All billionaires are Satan worshippers. What the fuck? All right. So, Apple pays billions of dollars in taxes, and they pay 35% on investment income of overseas cash. Overseas cash, they're a global company, they pay 35% on it. Oh, by the way, before I finish this, when people say, you know, billionaires and corporations don't pay any tax, one, they're wrong, but two, they mean corporation tax. That's just so naive because there are so many different taxes. There's corporation tax, income tax, there's business rates, there's national insurance or social security, all of that kind of stuff. No, there's so many more taxes than just corporation tax. And if you were a company earning billions, would you want to pay the full corporation tax? Or if you could reduce that tax and invest that back into R&D, hiring more staff, creating more jobs? Oh, I didn't think of that. Okay, so Apple's effective rate on foreign earnings is 21%. You can find that from public filings. 21% effective tax rate on foreign earnings, bearing in mind much of their business is global. Between 2014 and 2017, they paid $35 billion in corporate income taxes, plus billions of dollars more on property tax, payroll tax, sales tax, VAT, all these different taxes. I mean, there's so many different taxes. You look over there, oh, I got taxed, you breathe in. Oh, I got taxed, you smile. Oh, there's a smile tax. Oh, there's a breath tax. There'll be a shagging tax soon. All right. So when Ireland changed its tax laws in 2015, Apple had to pay $1.5 billion, and that's 7% of all corporate income taxes paid in that country. They paid 7% of Ireland's taxes. Oh, but it's really bad they don't pay any tax. All right, Apple are one of the largest taxpayers in the world. They pay over $35 billion in corporate income taxes. They pay tax in every country where they sell their products. Their effective global tax rate is 24.6%, which is higher than many US multinationals. So that, for that person who wanted to talk about it, it's actually about the percentage and not about the amount. It's not. So they've earmarked another $36 billion to cover US deferred taxes, in addition to the $35 billion. Billion. Apple has 291,000 App Store ecosystem jobs. Oh, there's 291,000 jobs created by Apple. They have 1,122 suppliers. They have 132 full-time employees. And their R&D budget was $14.2 billion. They own 16.5 million square feet of office space, and they lease 24.3 million square feet of office space. What about all the property taxes on that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Now, let me tell you why I'm doing this video. I want to educate people on how money works. I want you to understand the laws of money, the nature of money, the flow of money. As soon as someone says, those billionaires don't pay any taxes, those massive corporations are evil, stealing off the they don't pay any taxes, that I can immediately see that that person's going to be skint for the rest of their life unless they change that attitude. Because they're not taking personal responsibility. They are putting the responsibility onto Apple, not themselves. But they're just bitching and moaning about it on Facebook. They're not actually doing anything about it. So like I said, you kind of got... Look, you've actually got three choices. Number one, bitch and moan about every billionaire and millionaire and trillionaire and zillionaire and corporation. Bitch and moan about them on social media for the rest of your life. That's option number one. That ain't going to get you nowhere. You're probably going to die a lot younger with that kind of negativity boiling up in your body. Stress and tense. Option number two is you campaign to change the tax laws for the billion-dollar corporations for the rest of your life. Probably not really an empowered option. Or option number three, you use it to be the change you want to see in the world. You use it to learn about money, to build your own economy, to generate your own taxes. You know, if you're pissed off with other people not paying tax, then make all the money and then pay the tax yourself. Be the Robin Hood of tax. I'm going to make so much money. I'm going to pay all the tax for all the billion-dollar corporation. But no one would actually do that. Everyone in Apple's situation, if they had a chance to reduce their corp tax, they'd do exactly the frickin' same thing, the hypocrites. Oh, my life. Right, I'll do a summary in a minute. Please hit the share button. Why am I telling you about this? Because I want people to get better education on money. If you hate people who make money and you hate people who avoid taxation, you are going to hate money. You are going to repel money. You're going to sabotage money. You know, a lot of people say, oh, money's not that important. Money is freaking important. Money is really important. You have to make your money important to you. It doesn't have to be the be-all and end-all. It doesn't have to be where all of your source of happiness comes from. But you have to make money important to you if you want a good life. Because money is the universally agreed exchange of value. So if you want to buy nice things, if you want to have sustenance and you want to eat and breathe and walk and feed yourself and water yourself and travel to nice places and have an all right car and have an all right house, money is the universally agreed way that we exchange value latent in all the different products and services to remove the friction, increase the speed. So money has to be important because it's how you acquire everything in your life. You can't just go and nick everything or take everything or get given everything. You don't get vouchers. You know, we don't get a sort of equally distributed things. You have to go and earn it and then buy it. So money, you have to make money important to you. People say, oh, well, money don't make you happy. Well, I was much more unhappy when I was skint, I can tell you. I've done the split test. I've been rich and I've been skint. Don't judge being rich until you've tried it. At least have a split test. All right, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do a separate piece of content on this, but let me just read this out. Jeff Bezos and his ex-wife have launched a $2 billion philanthropic venture called Day One Fund. Bezos pledged $10 billion to address climate change. Mackenzie Scott gifted $1.7 billion to 116 nonprofits. Michael Bloomberg, $1.8 billion gifted to John Hopkins University. Oxford, you know, people say about money and education and university, etc. Well, Stephen Schwarzman, David and Simon Rubin, Leonard Blavatnik, Michael Moritz, Dame Stephanie Shirley, who I know and I've interviewed on my podcast, James Martin, they've all donated 10 million, 100 million or billions to Oxford University to help educate, you know, our country. Phil Knight and family of Nike give it $1.2 billion away. Who else might you recognise? I mean, there's a massive list of billionaires. Mark Zuckerberg has given $2.7 billion away so far. Warren Buffett is pledging 99% of his wealth. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. How many people who are bitching and moaning about billionaires on social media are doing any of that? None! So focus on what you can control. Stop worrying about what other people are doing. Be the change that you want to see in the world. If you think that people should pay more taxes, then go and pay more taxes yourself and be the example. Make money important to you. Make sure that you understand fair exchange, which means if you have a product and service that's useful to people, they'll pay for it. If you have fair profit, it's sustainable. It's quite okay for you to make fair profit. And if they get fair value, then it's sustainable for them. I'm actually really proud of the millions of pounds in tax we pay. Now, would I rather not pay it? Yeah. Do I, you know, just being honest, do I look at where our tax money goes when I walk down my city high street and think, could they use that money better? Yeah. Do I have massive faith in the public and political system? I don't know. Could I do any better? No, that's why I'm not in it. You know, you would reduce your taxes. But corporation tax, VAT, income tax, national insurance, you've got property taxes, you've got even got empty property taxes, you've got business rates. There's so many different forms of taxation and everyone just talks about corp tax.
Well, the billionaires and the massive corporations don't pay any tax.
So hopefully you found that useful. Hit the share button. I am on a frickin' mission to change education about money around the world. You know, some people say, for example, we don't need more billionaires in the world. But imagine if everyone was a billionaire. Imagine how the world would be different. Now, the universal laws will state that it probably can't be that way. I remember seeing someone on my... I'm getting quite a lot of comments at the moment. It's quite fun. Someone said, well, if Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk just took all their money and distributed it to everyone, everyone would be a millionaire and then the world's problems will be solved. What the fuck? No! You give a drug addict, you give someone who can't manage money, you know, you and they are, of course, generalisations, but that's, you know, but most people don't know how to manage money. So you give them more money, and what do they do with it? They manage it in the same way that they've mismanaged the money that they've got. It's not about giving people money. That's the most ridiculous thing ever. And within, what, a year or more, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk would have made their money back, and all of the consumers, not everyone, but most of them, would have spent the money the way they've always spent the money. How will people spend their money or invest their money? How they've already spent and invested their money. So if they buy appreciating assets and, you know, they set up companies and they create products and services that are useful, that's what they'll do with their money. But if they consume, they buy products, they get, you know, addicted to brands, and they just spend more than they earn, that's how they'll use the money that they're given. So the reality is we need to teach people about money. You need to self-educate. That's why I wrote my book, Money. That's why I have my podcast called Money. That's why I'm doing this content on money. Because we have to educate ourselves, our children, our families, our society, our community, our country, our continent, our planet. We have to educate everyone more about money, to know more about money, make more money and give more money away. And that's the mission that I am on. So if you share the mission, if you think some of the content I have been sharing with you has been useful, please hit the share button. Vote with your finger. Put the link to my podcast and my live on your social media. Hit the share button. I'm going to start you know, giving people gifts and rewards and get you involved in my content for people who consistently show up and watch my content and share my work. Because without you, I'm just, you know, talking in my own little man cave here. I need you to share the work and get the work out to the masses. I need you to tag people in who you think could use this advice, or people who you think have got a good network. I need your help. It's all about community. And if I can help you with anything, just let me know. So let me summarize this. Billionaires and massive corporations pay huge amounts of tax. It's an absolute myth that they don't. The tax that they avoid legally is corporation tax. Even in Ireland, where Apple and other companies supposedly got round a lot of tax, Apple's tax revenue in Ireland was 7% of all corporate revenue in that country. Apple pay tens of billions in taxes. They employ over 100,000 people. Their R&D budget is $14.2 billion. They have 1,122 suppliers. They have 291,000 App Store ecosystem jobs. They lease millions, tens of millions of square feet of offices. All the tax that that generates. Holy shit, I can't even add it up in my head. That's the reality. Stop bitching and moaning about what other people are doing and not doing. Be the change that you want to see in the world and start with yourself, then your community, then your country, then your continent, then the planet. Hit the share button right now because I want to help people start and scale their business and get better financial knowledge. And remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.